California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is about to make good on another of his campaign pledges. He's already rolled back an increase in the car tax. Now it appears the legislature, at his request, will repeal a measure that allows illegal immigrants to obtain driver's licenses. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
Yesterday, state senators voted 33-0 to repeal the bill they'd passed just a couple of months ago. At that time, the law granting undocumented immigrants the right to seek driver's licenses passed without a single Republican vote. It provoked immediate backlash. A lawsuit seeking to have it declared unconstitutional, a possible ballot initiative to overturn it, and howls from the public that it could allow terrorists to obtain state IDs. State Senator Gil Cedillo authored the bill, and yesterday supported its repeal.
There's no question that this bill, while it is the right thing to do for the people of California and for all immigrants, is not popular amongst listeners to AM radio.
Key to Cedillo's going along with the repeal is an apparent change of heart on the part of Republican Governor Schwarzenegger. Adamant about reversing the law during the campaign, Schwarzenegger sounded open to compromise at the news conference he held the day after he was sworn into office. He said that while he still wanted lawmakers to overturn the measure, it could be looked at again.
We can put a whole package together where it's tied to insurance, where it's tied to background checks and all that. Then we can move forward with it in a positive way.
Few of those kinds of safeguards were in the bill that was signed into law by then-Governor Gray Davis last September. It had fewer safeguards, in fact, than previous versions Davis had vetoed. He was widely seen as pandering to Latino voters in hopes of saving his job, says Martin Kaplan, who teaches political communications at the University of Southern California.
As it turned out, enough Latino voters were against the driver's license bill that he ultimately signed that it didn't turn out to be the sure shot he hoped it would.
The bill's author, Gil Cedillo, says he's met with Schwarzenegger and believes that the governor is committed to finding a compromise that will include more security checks. He argues that driving legally is an issue of fairness for people who travel to some of the state's toughest and dirtiest jobs. It's also a matter of public safety. Better, he says, for the estimated 2 million undocumented immigrants on the road to have passed driver's tests and purchased insurance. He expects to have a compromise bill worked out with the governor and ready to introduce after the first of the year.
We will have a consensus proposal, one that can receive Republican support, support from the governor, and obviously Democratic support, so that we can make sure that every motorist is licensed, tested, and insured in California.
By compromising and repealing the measure for now, Cedillo also removes the likely possibility that in March, voters would have approved a ballot measure making it impossible to allow illegal immigrants to get driver's licenses for some time to come. But Schwarzenegger, too, has something to gain from this compromise, says USC's Martin Kaplan.
Showing flexibility, showing that he's willing to work with the legislature, these are important things where the jury is still out. If he says on every issue it's my way or the highway, he'll conceivably get the reputation of being not the kind of politician for as diverse a state as California is.
The state assembly is expected to complete the repeal of the driver's license bill next week. State Senator Cedillo says he has no reason to doubt the governor's good faith offer to fashion a new version. And if it works out, it could be an early fulfillment of Schwarzenegger's pledge to govern in an open, bipartisan way. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.